all stood us at the bar, please.
Welcome to Tavern Tales, a curated 5e Dungeons & Dragons adventure set in the Tales of the Yawning Portal campaign module by Wizards of the Coast.
Previously on Tavern Tales, Penny has reached out to a dead body in the rubble, and the group has realized Arizona Johnson is within the dungeon itself. The snake is dead, so let's move forward.
Come sit down and drink with the enemy, raise a glass and toast to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. So come sit down and laugh with the enemy, raise a glass and sing to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. So
so it was. Penny had not a clue as to what to ask this dead corpse, and as a result, they continued on, defeated and unhappy.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Oh, it's me. I'm a little fairy pixie sprite person to help you all out because somebody's made a gem but doesn't know what the fuck question to ask. Anyway, you don't get that. That's not for you.
I mean, you did throw it at me.
There are lots of things that you don't keep them. All right. So, hey, friends. Maybe you should have said, was someone named Arizona Walker with this party?
And what would the person say?
But they didn't ask that question, so it doesn't really...
No, of course. So, right? Like, that's what you're here for. That's what you're paid to do, is to
I
find
that question
Arizona.
Was rolled out.
But that's what MC asked.
What was her question? Where is Arizona Johnson? Do you think this dead person knows where Arizona Johnson is? Arizona Walker is?
No, because she's dead. Or she's not dead. And dude wasn't with them.
So two things. If Arizona wasn't with this group and they don't know who Arizona is, there would have been no answer.
Yeah.
They're also dead. And if Arizona was with the group, they don't know where Arizona is now.
Yeah.
So it was not a good question.
It's close to a good question.
It's yes, you want to know. And you were like, oh, maybe any question about Arizona is a bad question. So it's fine. Anyway. Here's your gem back because I'm not an asshole. You get to change the story, not me. Of course, Penny's going to be interested and invested. Alabama's standing there knowing, oh, you're talking to the dead. Is she? You know, probably, I would think. You know, you don't live these characters. You don't hear them 6 to 10 hours a week like I do. So Penny then says,
was Arizona Walker with your party? Or do you know of her? But she's not here. So she's somewhere near, hopefully, because they fell recently.
This I'm saying to the party, not to dead guy.
Dead guy's done.
Yeah,
we got
done.
A lot of questions.
Just
on
to make
dead
sure
guy.
I wasn't like casting him, or he's done. So she must be somewhere close.
Maybe she didn't fall down and she's been up top this whole time and went back to town. I'd be kind of sad if that happened.
But that would be good because then we can find her.
Corpse. What? Whatever was animating it ceases to do so and it slumps to the ground, lifeless and dead, like everything else in this room. And there are 3 exits from this room. The one that you can see that's slightly ajar, one that's at an angle to the room itself, and one just a bit down the way.
Because this party just fell in.
Make a medicine check.
13.
You're like...
Because they fell in somewhat time.
Yeah, there you go.
Sometime.
Good answer.
I was going to say, can we quickly search them to see if there's A, any extra rations, B, any arrows so that he doesn't have to paint crappy arrows, and C, any useful stuff on these people?
They don't need them.
I am going to... Yeah, I only have white gems.
Why ask the question when you could just spend the gem?
Because I was going to say, can I search these bodies?
Right.
We're just not used to this. It's fine. Just say, I'm going to search these bodies.
I'm going to search these bodies and I'm going to find some stuff on them.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
You spend a white gem. What do you find?
Oh, I find some rations that are uneaten that are still in good shape.
Roll a d8.
2.
Aww.
Sure. You find 6 rations.
Yay.
And then I also find on one of their hunters that was with this group, some arrows that were unused as well.
Sure. Here's a bunch of arrows. Blah.
And I look for any cool trinkets, like magical items or...
We got a lot.
Yeah, here's another.
No more painting for you.
This is why you bring a rogue.
I steal all the things.
Steal all the shit.
I mean, this isn't just you collecting this stuff. Yeah, everybody's no, probably no. doing everybody's stuff. Probably. You spent the gem, though. You get the stuff.
I will share my rations when anybody needs them. I'll just keep the rations in my bank for now.
You guys just keep feeding me. It's fine. I didn't pack rations. I'm not good at this. I'm usually in my classroom.
I was in prison and I had rations.
Roll 2d20s. You find a pen. It has runes on it.
Cool.
In the bag of the individual that Penny was talking to. This quill, this pen, has a rune engraved upon it.
Cool. Can I read this rune?
You don't read magic, so no.
Damn it.
If only there was someone here.
Hey, Penny, can you read this pen?
I sure can, because it's arcana.
Roll an arcana check.
Yeah, 17.
What'd you roll?
16.
You're only plus one?
Yeah.
So you're not even trained in arcana either. You're just using your bardic abilities?
Yeah. My intelligence is in other things.
Literally.
Nature, history, and religion.
Because you have a plus zero to intelligence, don't you?
One.
Then you would be plus two on this check.
Why?
Because you get to add half of your proficiency bonus to all checks as a bard.
17, yeah, and I don't write it down.
18.
18!
You know that this rune is inscripto. That's what you know it as.
Scripto?
Inscripto.
And, okay. Like, that's what it says.
Correct.
Okay.
That is the rune, in your understanding of it, is the word inscripto.
So you say the word.
That is the proper pronunciation, according to Penny. She doesn't know arcana. She's just like general bardic knowledge stuff here. And she only knows it from a tale about a pen.
Yeah.
So okay. There you go.
Cool. Thanks. Sweet. Yeah. That was fun.
It says inscripto. You have to say it like that with the energy. That's how I do it when I tell the story of inscripto, the pen.
Right. Anybody else know anything about arcana here?
No.
It's, well, yeah. I'm all... your best bet.
It's a terrible bet to take.
I mean, I have a plus two.
Okay, I'm your second best bet.
But I'm not proficient.
Okay.
I write something on a piece of paper with the pen. I'm going to write the word.
You have to dip it in ink, but yeah.
I have ink.
Sure. I mean, you find some ink, whatever. There was ink in the bag. I don't care. You find some ink. You type it. Do you say the word at all? Do you like...
Yeah, I say inscripto and write the word.
Cool. The pen leaps out of your hand and begins to write. It pauses.
Holy crap.
It writes the word holy crap.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, that's cool. It continues to write. Anything you say, it writes.
Pen off.
It writes the word pen off.
Inscripto.
It writes the word inscripto.
Damn it, how do I turn this thing
off?
It
writes, damn it, how do I turn this thing off? Beautiful, flowing, elegant cursive.
I'm going to grab the pen.
You grab the pen.
Does it stop? I'm going to put it in the bag. The pen stops writing. Oh,
you hope otherwise it's going to be ink all over your bag.
Yeah, I know.
And something moves in your bag when you say, yeah, and then it does again. Yes.
I pull out the pen. Is there a clicker? Damn it.
And it writes the word damn it in your hand, trying to make the words damn it upon
cursive.
The most
frustrating script. Pen of life.
It does all of those words. The most frustrating pen of life. It scribbles around in your hand.
Magic off.
Yeah, it writes the word magic off.
Stop writing.
It continues to write.
Try saying inscripto backwards. That's my magic bardic knowledge I'd like to share.
You look at the word inscripto on the page, and then you say that word backwards, and it writes that word backwards. Frick. 28 frustrating and agonizing seconds later, it stops.
I'm going to put this away now. I'm just going to roll it up in a cloth, tie it so it can't wiggle, and put it in a bag.
It's not wiggling. Didn't even move.
Good.
Let's even say that the rune upon it dies off in the color.
Oh.
It's still there.
That's a terrible pen.
I mean, it's pretty useful. Hands-free writing.
Yeah. Okay.
My hands don't hold pens very well.
Voice I'd text is a new form of technology. And, yeah. You know,
what's that about Texas?
Voice to text. Voice to text. Inscriptos.
They keep talking about you.
Don't say inscripto.
Oh yeah, good point.
Oh yeah, did you said it?
Right, no, I didn't.
Boom!
No.
Yeah, you did. You said the word.
We all heard it.
The pen.
We all heard it.
Squiggling and squirming around in your bag.
Oh no, you'll have to talk less. Oh darn.
Marilyn proceeds to say nothing and grumpily just keeps walking towards whatever exit she can find now.
The pen writes these words in an italic font. Describing your actions. No, of course not. In an H.G. Wellesian fashion.
I like this pen. It's going to be your pen.
You open the closest door to you. You check it out. It's a pair of double doors. And there is a long corridor with these bronze or brass bars separated at intervals along it and terrible death plants beneath. And you're like, oh, hey, that's that corridor.
We don't want to go through there.
You go over and you check the other door that's not currently a little open. Open it up. It's hard to open. Telling you no one has gone this way. Push that door open and it is an empty room and swirls of dust move about. And you recall this is the room with the spectral spirits that you encountered before as well. And you know now the door that is slightly ajar is the only one that will lead you further forward into this dungeon. And it could very well be where Arizona Walker has gone. Because after sifting through piles of dirt and shoving rubble aside in crazed fashion, no doubt, Alabama comes to the conclusion Arizona is not in this room. And he says,
well, there's no Arizona here, but I smell some pretty good barbecued snake back there.
What would you like to do, party?
Walk through the store.
You can deal with the snake at all?
Ooh, yeah, let's deal with the snake. Yeah, yeah. Chop it up. Eat it. Nom, nom, nom.
A pen squiggles in your buck.
Aw, frick. I would like to take my hand axe and I would like to chop little fillets off the snake and put them in my bag.
Cool. Are you dealing with your armor at all?
Yeah, I said that way back.
How are you dealing with it?
I said I wanted to try and do it myself.
Okay, cool. Are you do you have any skill with armors, tools?
Probably not.
Smithing, anything like that. Anybody skilled with these sorts of abilities and whatnot might have enough of the tools at hand to help repair chainmail.
I have a tinderbox and a mess kit.
The best thing I have is prestidigitation so I can make it clean.
And herbalism. I can herb it back to life.
Herb it?
I can herb it. If we need a gamble, I'm good at gaming. That's pretty much all I have.
I have navigator's tools.
I don't think there's a lot of white gems out there right now, is there?
No, I got one.
I have
you
two.
You have one. You have two. You have
She's
none.
She's got a lot.
You have how many?
She's got three.
I don't think it's going to be possible to repair the chainmail that was destroyed by the snake.
Could the paints repair it?
Ooh.
Ooh.
You would have to know what you're doing.
Which has been demonstrated previously that I do not.
Yeah, you're not an artist. You're slowly becoming one, though.
You could try. Could it make it worse?
I also failed to mention.
Snake
there's
babies.
A hole to daylight. Literal sunshine, blue sky.
We could leave.
3-foot hole in the ceiling, 30 feet up.
I can cast fireball at it and make it bigger.
I was about to say, do that.
And collapse it. No.
Yeah.
Cool.
As long as we're out of harm's way, absolutely.
But it might collapse the whole room.
But nobody was. And so you all take 3d10 bashing damage from the rain of dirt that comes barreling down from this hole that is now 60 feet wide above.
Dang.
But you are all buried, and you're going to need to make athletics checks.
I ended up casting it?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I mean, it sure sounds like you did.
Just do it. Let's do this.
Yep.
I'm in.
How much damage?
3d10. Good thing I roll bad.
I was standing in the middle of the hole.
Yeah, of course you were, and you get buried. 3d10 damage.
I did okay. It's a good thing I roll like crap.
I'm definitely going to die.
How'd you do?
I took 11 damage.
I took 23 damage.
Ooh. There you go.
16 damage.
17 damage.
That's exactly how much life I had left.
You're unconscious.
Yeah.
No. And we can't save you. You're stuck under a big pile of soil. Maybe I should have healed you first.
Maybe.
I forgot. Leary got hurt. Aaron, how are you doing for HP?
That was so
6.
Good.
Okay. That
was so, good.
So
are you sure you're not a Florida man? Florida man.
That was kind of a Florida man move.
Blows hole in roof and buries self.
As the dirt washes over you, you are reminded of the very first thing you tried to do in the dungeon, and that was claw your way back out, where you caused a huge landslide and collapse, and you had to get help from everybody else to pull you out.
Yep.
And as the light dims in your eyes, because you have 0 hit points, did you drop exactly 20, or did you take more than?
Exactly 20. I had 12 left and I rolled 12.
So you do not have to make any death saves. You're 0 hit points. You are restrained, but you're also suffocating.
I was just going to ask that.
Which is just like 3 of you experienced earlier with the giant coruscating sand that came down upon you. So having not learned any of the lessons of the dungeon.
we all made the sacrifice.
It was cool.
I'm just worried about, like, are all those, like, chimpanzees also on top of us? That's what I'm worried about.
They're gone now.
They're baboons.
Were they baboons?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nevertheless, Alabama, Paige, you have earned 2 white gems.
Whoa.
For ridiculousness. Because I'm pretty sure you've killed the entire party.
Hoping
so you're all
characters.
Buried. You don't know how many feet deep.
You find this way too funny. I'm murdering the whole party. Yay!
I'm so glad I don't have to breathe, guys.
You're going to have to get out of this, though.
Is this upstairs when you're talking about this is either going to go really fast or really long, or is this a new twist?
So I feel like it's
I feel like this is a new twist. I don't think you expected, hey, let's blow a hole in the hole.
Hey, I made a suggestion, and the suggestion just happened.
Cranberry, save us.
Oh, God.
Can you breathe to say that?
Let's blow a hole in the hole.
That's good thinking.
It's big enough for our wings, man.
Oh, that's good. Now we can fly out if we don't die.
Cool. So I was going to add that if you just spent a white gem somebody, you could easily have had some chainmail that fit Alabama on one of those dead adventurers.
That would have made sense.
Yeah.
But you're never going to find that now. That would have made sense. You're all buried. None of you know how deep you are buried. You are all now restrained and suffocating. You don't know which way is up. You don't know which way is down. So.
Good thing I could still speak with the dead if I need to talk to you guys later.
drag our
Maryland is going to treat dirt like she treats quicksand. If you get stuck, you slowly wiggle and you pack it down and you go up.
But you don't know where up is.
Sure. Make a survival check, all of you, to determine if you can figure out where up is.
Except me, because I'm unconscious.
You're at 0. You're not unconscious.
Oh, so I can still
like
roll.
I said, you're not unconscious. You're just at 0.
Like 20.
I would like
times
to
did you roll?
Spend this blue
just
gem.
One.
All right.
To get advantage.
Go for it.
Oh, that was a good idea. Can I also roll this?
Sure.
Your bardic? Yeah. Why not?
Oh, 10.
Okay.
17.
Wow.
12.
All right.
19.
Okay. You've all figured out which way up is.
I have 5 for survival.
Yeah, you're so lucky you had that bardic inspiration. So, with that, nat 20, I mean, it's a skill check, you don't get any extra benefit, but yay, natural 20. All right, you all get to try to figure out how to get out. Now, the suffocating rules are, you can hold your breath for a number of minutes equal to 1 plus your constitution modifier. So, what's your constitution modifier? Oh,
plus 1.
So, 2 minutes, that's 20 rounds.
Oh,
I ain't breathing. Right? Because I'm an air jassy, right? Is that going to help me here? Please?
Remember, you can hold your breath indefinitely.
Yeah, I'm going to hold my breath indefinitely.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
what's your constitution modifier?
2.
Okay, tons of time. At least 10 rounds before you start taking damage from not being able to breathe. Okay, cool. That's more than enough time. Now I'd like to know, what people would like to do about it.
So I'd like to cast Thunderwave and try to blow everything kind
by
of
by all means. That's
gonna
cast hurt your you guys. Thunderwave.
I'm going to kill around you.
I'm going to go down.
I'm at zero.
And so I'm at six.
Die. I don't know how close
but
we
I don't
are.
Know
oh,
that.
You're all close enough oh, okay. to each other.
We
yeah.
were all near each other when...
But like also I'm thinking in character, I don't know that you guys are like close to death. I'm assuming like it'll hurt you, but I'm not thinking of
right,
killing
because
you.
Because you took like no damage from the,
yeah.
the fall. Sure, of course, yeah. By all means.
Yeah, so thunder. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Thunder.
Yep.
And then kaboom.
Sure. Everyone make a constitution saving throw.
How close are they to
oh,
me?
Oh, wait. Hey, you. Everyone.
How close
it
are
hurts
they?
Me?
Oh, yeah.
But it comes from me.
Don't you think? Where are you right now?
In a pile of dirt.
And what are you doing?
Casting Thunderwave around me.
It's still
which
gonna,
is going to do what?
The dirt goes elsewhere.
But everything sweeps away from me.
Yes. You are going to take damage as well from this.
So
I'm just confused why.
We'll get there.
Okay.
Roll the
okay.
damage.
Okay.
Okay. How close are they to me?
Yeah, everyone is close enough that they all get the
plus four. Yeah.
Because they don't have to see you, right? They just have to be near you.
Mm-hmm.
This is where blue dice save. Are super helpful. Constitution saving throws. How did we do? What's the difficulty there, Penny?
14.
Did you make it?
No. Nope.
All right. You take full damage and you would be thrown back 10 feet. We'll see what happens.
Did you plus four?
Yep.
Yeah. No. How did you do?
Nope.
Your die says no?
Yep.
Just says a big old nope.
That's what one should say.
You sure?
Yeah, I got a 10 because I have five.
But you plus four.
Plus four is nine. Plus yeah. one
oh,
is
you're,
10.
Oh, you're a cleric and you don't get any advantage on constitution saving throws or, sorry, extra benefit?
I don't think so.
Your sheet doesn't even have that on it, does it?
No.
You're just going to add your base ability proficiency, which is plus two or plus one.
Plus one.
And plus four, plus five is 10. Yep. You have failed. You're going to be pushed back as well. How did you do there, Tex?
25.
Oh, well done. You only take half damage, not pushed back.
20.
20. 22.
Very much failed.
How much damage did you roll? Maybe I should roll.
Oh, shit. Yeah, please roll.
Oh, no, I like that. That's great. You did how much damage?
15.
No, it's going to bound to happen eventually.
I'm sorry.
All right. That is an... No, you don't go minus 15. You're already at zero hit points. You know. Have an immediate failed death save. So you take 7 points of damage, Tex. 7 points of damage, Penny and Maryland. And 15 whole points of damage to you, Maryland.
Am I unconscious now?
You are unconscious, and therefore, in a certain number of time, i.e. 19 rounds, you will die.
Yep.
From suffocation.
I am also down.
You're at zero?
I am at zero.
Excellent.
But everyone's also pushed 10 feet away
not
from me.
Not really.
Why not?
Because they're trapped in dirt at certain degrees and levels
but wouldn't it push
of...
through the dirt?
You'd cast Thunderwave underneath, like... 25 metric tons of dirt.
They're
it's
heavy.
it's not that super awesome. You basically did sonic damage to everyone around you, including yourself, as the sound reverberates back and forth. It only throws loose things about. It's not going to throw everything around
you. Like our internal organs. You threw our internal organs around. That's what happened.
Because they have nowhere to go.
I just thought like loose dirt would considered like an unsecured object.
But that's loose dirt.
I think because it's kind of like packed dirt, right?
But
so it's layered itself.
So I've rolled the numbers.
Yeah.
And Penny, you were 9 feet underneath the dirt. There's 9 feet of earth underneath you. And that is, so you did blow it, but
yeah.
It just comes raining right
back down.
So you did push it all around,
yeah.
But there's only so far it can go because it's this giant pile of dirt. So I've taken that into account. You definitely almost killed the party faster than they would have died otherwise.
Sorry.
We'll see what happens next.
It seemed like a good idea at the time.
Alabama, what was it you were going to do before Akadaka decided to make his will known upon the world?
I was going to try and ask for assistance from my god and dig my way out.
You're going to pray for guidance?
Yes. Show me the light through the dirt.
I think you still got the guidance off. So that would give you a D4 on your saving throw. It's not going to matter because you are at zero hit points anyway. So it's...
Yeah.
And at zero hit points, you cannot move anyway. So you were just like, can you please help me, Kinnitch? And Kinnitch's golden light shines down upon you. And he's like,
ah, oh, man, I'm so sorry.
That's a big nope for me. That'd be a no.
No. Sorry.
And Florida Man, what was your action that you were going to do before Penny brought the wrath of Akadaka up on the party?
I was going to say I was kind of grasping around near me, and I managed to pull on a vine that has fallen into the hole.
Oh, cool.
And it's there to assist me in pulling myself out.
Cool. But you also said something, didn't you? What did you say?
I don't remember. I really don't remember.
Oh, you don't remember who you were talking to right before this?
Oh, I said, Cranberry, help me out.
And of course, Cranberry's like, you right? Holy shit! Why'd you do that to me?
I was hoping you would be above the pile to pull me out.
Oh, no!
Where is everybody? It's nothing but dirt everywhere.
Oh, Cranberry.
Yep. And what was Tex going to do?
I assume even though I know which way is up, I still can't see anything above me. Yeah. No light, nothing.
Well, not anymore.
For a vine.
Oh, yeah. No, a vine sounds delightful. We can see where that vine goes in a moment.
Okay.
I didn't really have much. I was hoping that I might be able to see a small piece of the room.
No, you're buried in dirt. In fact, just to let you know, there's only 4 feet of dirt above your head.
I was just going to try and dig up.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh.
I sure am.
Yep. So, you're still awake, Maryland Jane. You're totally hurt. You've been thrown around. Everyone's survival checks don't help anymore because you got concussed by sonic blasts. But hey, you got a nat 20, so let's say you still know where up is. And?
I'm going to start packing the ground beneath my feet.
Okay.
And then just working my way up. I'm packing little stairs and pushing up through the dirt. It's a very slow and long process.
Okay, so you're just going to make an athletics check to try to climb out of this dirt. Sounds great. Do so.
23.
That's a wonderful check. You start to climb your way out very, very quickly. Your hand brushes something solid, living as you're pulling your way out.
Who is this?
It's a forearm.
Forearm. What does it look like?
It's a forearm.
It's a forearm. Is it a taloned forearm?
No. There are no taloned forearms in this party.
Oh.
It's a forearm.
Got it.
But it is not green, but it's also it's covered in dirt. It's a dirt-ridden forearm. Found someone's forearm.
I'm going to start digging around that forearm and trying to
Are you going to choose to dig around the forearm or are you trying to climb out?
Now I found a forearm. I'm going to help whoever that is.
Okay. Because, again, I'm giving you colors and stuff. That wasn't fair of me. You can't see anything. You're completely buried in dirt. You found a living forearm. You can squeeze it and grab it. It's non-responsive.
Mm. Cool. I'm going to keep... Cool. But I can feel... Sorry. I can feel that it's warm though, right?
Right. It's a living forearm.
Cool. I am... Sorry. I'll stop saying cool.
cool.
Whatever floats your boat.
Maryland is going to start digging around the forearm and trying to get at the person that's attached to said forearm.
All right, you found that person.
Okay, and then I'm gonna strap them to me.
You are under the earth.
I know. I'm trying to figure out how this is gonna work.
Strapping somebody to you.
I don't know. I'm gonna pull them up with me while I climb. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yes, you want to try to dig with them up. You'll have disadvantage on your actions to pull that person up.
This concludes this episode of Tavern Tales, a curated Dungeons & Dragons 5e game set in the Tales of the Yawning Portal adventure module by Wizards of the Coast. Our intro and outro music is the song Tavern Tales by the Bad Billy Band. You can find out more about the Bad Billy Band on iTunes or at www.badbillyband.com or follow them on Twitter at Bad Billy Band. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us a review on iTunes or find us on Twitter at Tavern_Tales. We'll be back next week with more of the adventure.